Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome to the show, the North Shore Fishing Report. Glad to have you aboard this morning. Looks like it's going to be a raw day, lots of rain heading through. We've got a low developing in the Gulf rising up, and a cold front coming through. So we'll see if we can get that front to pass through and sweep everything out and get some clear weather in here, get back to fishing. But for now, we have a hot cup of coffee. We're going to be talking fishing, more specifically fishing on the North Shore. Lots to get to this morning. We're going to be covering everything. We've got the sockeye bite is heating up. The colder temperatures are here. We've got a lot of sockeye reports coming in, and it's the normal reporters. It's Ray Miller, Martin Duvick over there on the Chifuncta. We got Jeremy Glasscock. He's reporting from the Chickfaw River. But I'll tell you, something I'm noticing on an increase is the reports coming in from Bayou Lacombe. Bayou Lacombe used to be right up there with the Chifuncta River as far as crappie fishing goes. And after Katrina, that just about wiped them out completely. We've seen every year get progressively better for the most part. And now we're seeing Bayou Lacombe as definitely a viable option for sockeye fishermen on the North Shore. I talked to Forrest Green the other day. He said it's the best he's seen since the storm. So it's looking like Bayou Lacombe is back on the map as far as sockeye destinations, especially in the spring. I think Bayou Lacombe shoreline is custom made for that shallow bite that comes in the spring when they're spawning. All the wood and the cypress knees along the shallows. So I think we're gonna see a ton of great trips this spring on Bayou Lacombe. Also, another area we're seeing sockeye is Bayou Cane. Bayou Cane is a very narrow, shallow bayou when compared to the rest of the rivers and the bayous on the North Shore. And that's not very conducive to sockeye fishing. But, a member recently posted on North Shore Fishing Report a trip to Cane where he was bass fishing. He pulled out 13 sockeye in one trip. And look, I've been fishing Bayou Cane for a while. I'm watching reports from Cane, and that's really unheard of. 13 sockeye while bass fishing. That's a sign of something's going on. We're seeing these sockeye being replenished definitely in Bayou Cane and Bayou Lacombe. So always great to see. But we're going to talk a little more with Ray Miller about the sockeye bite improving here on the North Shore. He's going to join us. Ray and his wife was over at Bayou Adventure last week for our Christmas party for North Shore Fishing Report. And I got to talk to him a little while, and he's definitely in agreement that the sockeye bite is picking up on Cane and Lacombe. So we'll check in with Ray a little bit later on. Now, another type of fish that we're starting to see more and more of is these blue cats. And it used to be that we would see the freshwater catfish regulated to the rivers here on the North Shore, but lately we've been seeing them out in the lake, and now they're even catching them in Lake Bourne. We had a post on NFR from Rob Gibbs. Rob ran all around the ICW. He was looking for specks and reds, couldn't find any, so I decided to try a rig off of Alligator Point, and says it was his first cast. He reeled in a 3-pound catfish using a drop shot rig with a live shrimp. Then he says it was every cast after that, back to back to back to back. He was able to fill his ice chest over 20 catfish. Headed back home, cleaned them up, fried them up, and says they were delicious. So now Rob's got to be adding catfish to the list of fish to target when fishing Lake Bourne. He says he's fished this area all his life, grew up on the North Shores, never seen catfish like this out in the main lakes, like Pontchartrain, Catherine, and Bourne. So definitely something's going on with the freshwater in these lakes, making it more appealing to the blue cats and also the bass. We've been seeing it for a while now. It's rare to make a trip and not catch a bass. I made a trip with Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures of Louisiana Thursday. and I noticed a significant grass line forming along the banks of the Chef Pass, Bienvenue, and the Pipeline Canal, and that's where those bass are, up in that grass. Mike and I fished the Pipeline Canal for redfish and actually hooked a few bass along with the redfish that we caught. And just to show you how much this area is changing, Mike told me for the first time he's caught freshwater catfish in the Biloxi Marsh, and says that that's unheard of until this year. So, you know, for those worried about freshwater affecting the speckled trout fishing, yeah, it has, and probably will continue to. But look at the bright spot. You know, we've got another species of fish that we normally wouldn't have. So, hey, you know, right now it's perfect. Thursday, Mike and I caught redfish, bass, trout, and catfish all on the same trip. So those still, you know, for those still wanting to catch trout, the specks are there. We know that. It was 53 degrees in the water, and we were catching specks over there by the rocks in the Mr. Go. And if you want to see some footage from that trip Thursday, that video is on the front page of NorthShoreFishingReport.com. So you can check that out and see what steps Mike takes to targeting trout in post-funnel conditions. Okay, this past Thursday, I was able to attend the Southeast Louisiana public meeting for the new proposal to generate more revenue for some of the wildlife refuges in the area. Locally, we have Bogachita and Big Branch Wildlife Refuge that would be affected. There's a new proposed fee of $20 a year to access these two refuges. And, well, here in Lacombe, that would affect the crabbing. Right now, crabbing with a line and net is free. All you have to do is have a fishing license, but if this proposal goes through, you have to buy an annual pass that would allow you to crab from Lake Road right there in Lacombe, because that's on Big Branch land. So if you want to check out the specifics of this proposal, you can go to U.S. Fish and Wildlife. I think it's on their Facebook page for Southeast Louisiana, and get some information there. Also, I have info posted on North Shore Fishing Report as well, and there is this certain process that you have to follow to submit your concerns for this, and it's got to be mailed in. It's got to be mailed in by January 9th. They're not accepting online comments. So, also, if you're concerned about this new fee proposal, I tell you, a great asset is just to contact your representative in the area. Let them know how you feel. You know, this thing's got to get past them, and if they vote it down, then, you know, they've heard your voice. So don't forget about writing your representative and letting them know your thoughts on this. Okay, lots to get to here. We're going to get to the break, but when we get back, we're going to Captain Andy Jones of Wicked Charters. Captain Andy was feeling a little under the weather last time I spoke to him over at Bayou Adventure, but hopefully he's back up and fishing. So we'll check in with Captain Andy Jones right after the break. Keep it tuned right here. You're listening to North Shore Fishing Report on More Outdoors 105.3 HD2, or streaming live at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Be right back. And welcome back to the show, the North Shore Fishing Report. Coming up, we're going to get the scoop on what's biting in Lake Pontchartrain, also Lake Bourne. Captain Andy Jones of Wicked Charters will be joining us on the phone right now. Captain Andy, are you there? Not yet. Okay. Well, we're going to hold off. If Captain Andy calls up, I'd love to get his scoop on what's going on. But right now, I could take the time to actually give you a report on the Lake Bourne area, the ICW. Me and Mike Gallo made a trip over to the Pipeline Canal, caught a few redfish and a few trout in the ICW. Captain Andy, you there?
I'm there. I made it. Can you hear me, Keith?
So we caught a few speckled trout in the ICW. And I tell you what, we are definitely seeing, we were talking about post-frontal conditions, fishing post-frontal conditions, and I didn't feel too positive about the day. It was a very, very cold day, Thursday, and it was post-frontal conditions. But I tell you what, Mike Gallo, he put us on the fish, caught a few redfish in the Pipeline Canal. He has a very odd way of, he's fishing a drop shot rig, and he's fishing a 3/8 ounce jig head on the bottom with an H&H Cockahoe minnow. Captain Andy, there?
Good morning, Keith. How are you? Can you hear me?
Captain Andy Jones of Wicked Charters. All right, we'll hold off for Andy. But back to the drop shot rig. So we were fishing that with a H&H Cockahoe minnow on the bottom, and then on the about 2 feet up was a drop shot hook with a smaller piece of plastic. And I tell you, that was doing the trick. We were getting bites on that bottom. We were getting bites on that top. And, a real positive about fishing those double lures is when the fishing is real thick, like the redfish, sometimes you'll see those redfish chase and try to get the lure out of the other redfish's mouth. Well, you got two lures present there. So sometimes you can catch two like that. And that also helps with speckled trout as well, catching two speckled trout as well. And so back to the trip, me and Mike, you know, we put 20-something fish in the boat in the ICW. And I got to tell you, I thought that speckled trout bite would surely drop off at 55 degrees. Captain Andy Jones, you there?
Good morning, Keith. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Keith, can you hear me?
Hear me? All right. But I thought that speckled trout bite would drop off at 55, but we were catching fish at 53, 54 degrees out in that ICW. Now, it might be that those water temperatures are a little bit warmer down deep. I don't know the specifics on how much that water heats up as you get deeper. I'm guessing maybe 2 to 3 degrees, and maybe that made all the difference. But these speckled trout that we were catching off the rocks in the Mr. Go was, man, I tell you what, they were feisty. They were feisty for being so small. And catching them on plastics, you know, right now the bait shops are all out of live shrimp, so it's strictly plastics right now. But that was no problem. And look, we put a good trip together, and it was middle of December that we put a good trip together. So I feel good about that trip, and a special thanks to Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana, for helping us, you know, put that video together. It's on the front page of GulfShoreFishingReport.com. We're going to give Captain Andy one more shot here. Captain Andy, you there?
Good morning, Keith. Can you hear me now?
Hey, there he is. I can hear you. Good deal.
All right.
All right. We got a lot to catch up on. Well, I usually ask you if you're out on the water, but I'm guessing you're home with all this weather, huh?
Yeah, I'm home with the dogs today. We got the fire going this morning, and the customers didn't want to drag out in this morning. I guess I don't blame them.
So, Andy, I was just talking about the trip I made with Mike Gallo at Pipeline Canal, and we fished the rocks in the Mr. Go. Boy, I tell you what, that Mr. Go area and the wall right there is pretty dependable around this time, huh?
What a run it's been this year, huh? That's been one of the longest runs over there I think I've seen in years. And, yeah, those fish are still there.
Absolutely. We put 20-something in the boat, and that's pretty good for these temperatures and being blue-blown skies after the front, you know. So let's talk a little bit about the trestles. I tell you what, the trestles bite has really surprised us this fall. Been very good, produced all throughout the fall, and we still have some reports from North Shore Fishing Report, even with the cold weather. But I'm kind of thinking this last stretch of cold weather might have shut it down pretty good. Looking at the trestles, I think they had 4 boats out there Thursday. Didn't look to do too much, but they did put a few trout in the boat. But, man, I tell you what, that's pretty good for the trestles mid-December, you know, catching trout. What's the story with the trestles as far as you're concerned? Have you been trolling it, or are you just laid off the trestles?
Well, we've been fishing the bottom a little bit more over there. Still getting a few trout, a lot of blue cats, and of course the sheephead have been great, but the trout really got pocketed. You were either really, you know, on the piles where they were, or, you know, it wasn't like they were as spread out as they'd been early on. And you are correct. That was an amazing run in spite of what we had with the spillway this year. I think we did not anticipate, you know, the number of fish or as long as they'd run over there this year. I think we were really, thinking it was not going to be that great of a season. But it really turned out to be, you know, some real nice trout over there. Not bad at all.
Yeah. Not typical size that we're used to with the larger ones. I mean, they had some good size, but still, all in all, pretty good rebound from the spillway. And that sheep's head bite, boy, I tell you what, I've never seen the sheep's head reports coming in like this past year. They seem to be increasing. We got all kind of fish increasing as far as, you know, sheep's head, catfish, bass being caught. Times are good. Times are pretty good right now for the area, huh?
We have a nice variety of fish. You are 100% correct on that, the size of the trout, though. Still nice bridge trout, you know, are thick. They're a little bit bigger than what you see, but the size compared to historically is down, but still good quality fish. And you're right, the variety between the blue cats, the sheephead, and the drum, it's definitely got, you got enough out there to keep you busy. And, of course, redfish are not disappointing at all.
Absolutely. That's going to be a staple that we could depend on year-round, I think. Andy, we had a report from Blaine Rosas, who caught a few bass over there in Bayou Lacombe, and he says the water is beautiful over there. Have you made it over there, or have you left that shoreline completely?
Yeah, I fished the causeway the other day, and last week, Friday, actually, and it was starting to clear up, starting to look a little better. Unfortunately, the causeway, no trout up to this point this year, which is really unusual for us. You know, we're typically, years past October, November, it started getting later and later. The last two or three years, it's been later. And then this year, here we are almost to the end of December, and no reports on there. So, but yes, the bass fishing and the catfish on that side of the lake, amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Water clarity, good as well. What about that Lakeshore Estates area? That's got some deep water, and we still got some speckled trout coming out of there. You fooled Lakeshore Estates lately?
Absolutely. So Lakeshore, when you get these cold snaps like this, the trout will move back into those deep canals again, and people, you know, the guys in the know go right back into those deep canals, and Lakeshore Estates was another area that just really took off early this year. And right before the trussels bite really took off, Lakeshore Estates and Eden Isles were holding a lot of fish.
Yeah, absolutely. Andy, I was talking earlier about Rob Gibbs, and I interviewed him in the studio this week. I caught 30-something catfish back-to-back at the rig off of Alligator Point. What's going on here? Rob says he was looking for specks and reds and just thought, well, let me just give the rig a try. And, you know, typically you're not rig fishing in mid-December and January. But he said the first cast, boom, and it was just back to back to back. And usually, you know, that sounds like speckled trout. But, man, these big blue cats are coming in the boat. So he's definitely I told him, man, that's a plan B. And he said, yeah, that might be a plan A after frying some of these catfish up.
Look, I'm telling you, if people start cooking up some of these beautiful blue cats, they are absolutely phenomenal. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you how good the catfish bite's been, how good the run's been this year. I talked to a hoop netter out of Mandeville, and they have flooded the market. He had so many catfish early this season that the price is down. They have an exorbitant amount of catfish in there, so he's basically not even pulling nets right now because they have so much catfish on the market already. I've never heard of that since I've been here, you know, since 2002. And but it's what, there's a lot of catfish and people are enjoying it. And I'll tell you what, it is a great eating fish. They're absolutely, and these are beautiful. They're clean, cold water right now. I mean, you just aren't getting any better than that.
Yeah, especially with the weather right now. You go out, put a few together, throw them right in the ice box. You don't even need ice. Just head on home. So cold. You know, set them up.
So, and they are really, really good. They are really good eating. And more people are finding that out.
Andy, anything else? You know, I went on a trip with Mike Gallo, and we were cleaning the redfish, and they had about a 6-inch bass in the belly of the redfish. So, man, we got all kind of equations going on out there. We got the bass as a predatory fish and being chomped down by the redfish. Are you noticing more grass along the canals down, you know, around the ICW, Mr. Go area?
Well, let me tell you what amazes me is not only are you seeing more bass, and this is something you and I discussed for a couple of years, that we'd started seeing bass in our typical trout spots. And but this year, the absolute quality, the size of these bass you know, we were used to seeing maybe a half pound, pound, pound and a half type of bass. Now you're seeing those bass that are pushing over 2 pounds on a regular basis in these areas. So the quality, not only are you seeing more bass, but the quality of the bass definitely gone up, which is, it's just fascinating.
Absolutely. Andy, you had fun over at the Christmas get-together. I thought you'd mention, you feeling any better? You were a little sick.
Yeah, a little better. I rounded the bend for sure. Absolutely a great time over there. Jeff and Shannon always put on a great, great show. And, of course, you and all the folks from the North Shore Fishing Report, what a great group of people. I'll tell you what, you can't find a better bunch of like-minded folks to socialize with. And even though I wasn't feeling great, I still had an absolute blast with those guys. And well done to you. It was another great job.
Thank you. And I commend Shannon and Jeff for just having that place as to be able to host that party. It's just a good hub to come together and talk with other members. I tell you, really learn a lot. Every time I talk with these members, they hear stories and they open up, and we shared different stories, fishing stories and spots, and I tell you, it's a lot to learn, still a lot to learn. I've been running the site since 2012 and having these get-togethers, and we're still learning. This area's changed so much, but I'm learning a whole lot about this area. Andy, Christmas coming up. Anything going to be on the table this Christmas? Any wild game, any fish?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have some turkey. We got family coming over Tuesday. We're going to have everybody gather up. And, catfish may be on the menu this year, too. So looking forward to some fried catfish for that, and no doubt about it. But, yeah, what a great time. What great time of year in Louisiana. Our football teams are doing great. Fishing is out of sight with all different kinds of species. And, how blessed are we to live here?
Absolutely. Well, Andy, you have a Merry Christmas, man. If I don't talk to you by New Year, Happy New Year, and get some rest, get over that cold so we can get back out on the water.
Absolutely, Keith. You too. Merry Christmas to you and to all your listeners, and I hope everybody just has a most blessed Christmas and holiday season.
Take care, man.
Take care, brother.
All right, Captain Andy Jones, Wicked Charters. For more information, you can find him on North Shore Fishing Report. Just click on the banner and send you right to his site and book a trip with Captain Andy Jones. Surviving the cold weather out there. All right, let's get to the break right quick. But when we come back, we're going to talk with Chris Basie. Chris is a tournament director for Bass Assassins. Does a lot of bass fishing on the North Shore as well. So we'll talk to Chris and get some tips on transitioning over that cold weather bass fishing. Be right back. Welcome back to the show, the North Shore Fishing Report. Up next, we're going to talk a little bass fishing, more specifically, bass tournament fishing. Up next is Chris Basie. Chris is the tournament director for Bass Assassin. He's an avid bass fisherman here on the North Shore. He also has a show called CB Bassin, which he has tutorials about bass fishing, tips, tricks, and how-tos, and tournament vlogs. And you can find all that on NorthShoreFishingReport.com as well. So Chris joins me right now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Keith. I hope you're warm and dry.
Yeah. I am definitely warm and dry. Not a good day to be out on the water, but hopefully we'll all this pass and get a good stretch of clear weather coming. Chris, good seeing you at Bayou Adventure the other night. Did you get to meet anyone interesting? It seems like every one of those meetings, I meet someone who really knows what they're doing out there in their specific, river or bayou that they fish. I got to see Jason Ledette. He fishes Bayou Lacombe. One takeaway that I've got from him is the Sockleye bite is improving on Bayou Lacombe, and that jives with the reports we're seeing. I'm curious of what you remember of Bayou Lacombe being as far as Sockleye goes, but because from what I hear, it used to be fantastic before Katrina, and that storm just destroyed the population with all the salinity and the surge. But now it looks to be back, and Jason said it's definitely the best he's seen. I know you've lived around here all your life, so can you attest to the Sockleye bite being better than before right after Katrina?
Well, I never did much Sockleye fishing back in the day, but I can say that I've seen a lot more boats here lately, it's been a long time. Like, I remember when I was a lot younger, there was always a boat out by that, the trace, jigging for suckaway, along the brush piles. I always seen them out there fishing for them. And then it seemed like a long time there, I haven't seen, you know, many of them out there fishing. So, yeah, it seems like it's coming back pretty strong. Mr. Green's been tearing them up on there. And I believe Ray's been out there. Cajun Ray's been out there, too, getting them. So it seems like it is coming back out since the storm, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Ray Miller. He's going to be our next guest and get the scoop on that, see if he's fished by Ulacomany. But, Chris, let's talk a little bass fishing right now. Tournament scene, that's winded down. I believe we only have one more tournament left to go, if I'm not mistaken. So let's just talk some fun fishing right now. Cold water bass, they're likely to be grouped up, deeper water. You can really have a fantastic trip if you find the bass right now. I've heard of trips where guys caught over 100 bass throwing a deep diving crankbait. So what are we targeting right now with the cool water temperatures? I tell you, you know, give me the top three things to remember when targeting bass in late December on the North Shore.
The top three things I'm going to look for is either hard bottom, like a deep water point or ledge, and wood or rock banks if you don't want to fish deep. And if it's normal weather pattern, not after a front, if it's just normal weather, just cold, you got to fish slow, real, real slow. If it's after a front, I like to speed it up to try to get a reaction bite. And, I was out on Chifonta, and I caught them in nothing but 20-foot of water or more. Like, I couldn't find them any shallower than that. It was so painstakingly slow. Like, literally, I would throw a shaky head, and it would take a good 20 seconds for it to fall. And it finally hit the bottom, and I just barely dragged it. It couldn't leave the bottom. And every now and then you just feel weight on the line, and that was a fish. You never feel a thump. You just feel a little weight there, and that was the fish. And then, you know, the next trip was on East Pearl, and it was muddy, but it was still cold. And every single, like, wooden bulkhead or metal bulkhead that had sun shining on it, I would throw down them, and I was catching fish. But anywhere else, you wouldn't get a bite. And I even noticed with my sonar, with my side scan, down the side of one of the metal bulkheads, you just seen pods of bait fish all the way down it. But on the other side, it didn't have sun on it. There was nothing there.
So, oh, wow.
It was pretty obvious.
Not only is attracting the bass, the bait fish are attracted to the warmth, too. So it all works together, huh?
Right. Yeah. It just draws everybody over there.
Chris, let's play some thumbs up or thumbs down. You know how it works. I call out a specific location, and you give us a thumbs up or thumbs down as to whether or not that location is worth a shot this weekend. I'll tell you what, it's not going to be worth a shot today, but maybe we get some clearer weather in here tomorrow. Let's start with Chipotle River.
Thumbs up.
River today, tomorrow, let's say tomorrow, launch at 4th Street, head south to Brady Island area. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
It's definitely going to depend on how much of this rain gets through here today. You know, I would say it still can be done. It's still a good thumbs up. But if the sun does manage to come out, I would definitely hit along the bank, hit them the wood laydowns. If it's not out, if the sun's not out still, I would go back towards the channel edge and start throwing that painstakingly slow drop shot and shaky head off them channel edges. And you'll be able to get some fish, but it's going to be hard to get them.
Chris, describe exactly what a shaky head is. So a lot of people don't fish with a shaky head. Describe that.
It's just like a jig head. Like a lot of saltwater fishermen fish with just a plain jig head, except the head has a flat spot on it, so that when it lands, in theory, it's going to land with the pointing the bait up, so it's more presentable to the fish.
Yeah, more of a finesse lure, and you barely trickle it along the bottom. That hook is forced up, which forces the bait up off the where it's not laying like a Texas rig would be laying on the bottom. All right, Chris, Bayou Lacombe, let's launch at Lake Road and head back toward Powell Heights Canal.
I'll give that a thumbs up because you have a few options there. You can go out in the middle of it and use a jerk bait if it's, you know, if we're still dealing with this front. And if it's sunny, you got that big old bulkhead along there that's going to hold fish because the water's not all that deep there. They really don't have much area to go to like these rivers do. So they're not going to be far from it. So they'll change pretty quickly from the middle of that bayou right over to that bulkhead.
Yep, bulkhead's where it's at with the wood, sun shining on the wood. All right, let's go to Lock One. Let's go anywhere on Lock One.
Anywhere on Lock One. I'll say a thumbs up, especially okay. Two for like soccer leg. There's a couple deep holes around there that have some soccer leg in them, really mm-hmm. like out in there. And especially with this cold weather, they're going to be all congregated in one area and you'll be able to catch them there. Bass are going to kind of be out there too. I see. It seems like sometimes I've noticed that soccer leg will take over a hole and there'll be no bass there. Like they'll get in there and say, okay, y'all got to leave. But I've been able to load up on soccer leg in one little hole in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, when you bass fishing, you catch soccer leg, that tells you I'm soccer leg definitely yeah. there. Well, Chris, yeah, when's your classic coming? Classic's coming up?
Yes, sir. On the 2nd, February 2nd. On the East Pearl.
All right. Well, good luck to everybody out there. Got any Christmas plans this year? You hitting the road or are you staying home?
Yeah, I'm hitting the road. I'm headed up north to see my son. And that's why I really didn't brave it this morning because I'm going to try to stay not sick and go up there for a few days and visit with them.
So. Stay not sick.
I like staying not sick.
I like how you put that.
Yeah.
Well, be careful up there, man. You're going to experience a real winter, huh?
Yeah. And I'd like to go back, too, when you're talking about the meeting. I got to hang out a little while. I always love hanging out with old Cajun Ray and his wife. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some good human beings right there. And I also met a guy named Jim that you were talking to for a while. He'd come up to me and he was talking about the videos, what he liked, the videos that I make. And that was really cool to actually have some feedback from someone. Say, hey, look, you know, you did. I like this and I like that. And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you meet people in person, you know, it's a whole different experience. So I'm glad you enjoyed it and glad to have you contributing to the site. So, well, be safe going up to, be safe going up north out of Illinois, and you have a Merry Christmas, Chris.
You too, Keith, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. All right, Chris Basie right there talking fishing on the North Shore, bass fishing. Man, being a tournament director, you always get the scoop of, you know, what areas are good, and Chris definitely knows this area well. All right, I want to remind all the folks, if you need any information on bass tournaments, you can go to NorthShoreFishingReport.com. Just click on the Bass Series page, and it's got all the tournament results and upcoming tournament information. All you need right there. All right, stick around for Kate and Ray Miller up next on the show. It's the North Shore Fishing Report on a cold December morning, lots of rain. Grab a hot cup of coffee and let's talk North Shore fishing. Be right back. And welcome back. Okay, I have with me our next guest, Ray Miller of Madisonville. Ray focuses on that Chifunka River area, but also he ventures off the Chifunka every once in a while to track down those sockeye. And things are starting to look a little bit better for sockeye. These fish are getting deep and grouping up quite nicely. I see the reports from you guys, Ray. And, well, I tell you what, I'm ready to make a sockeye trip with you. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go. I know you're ready.
it's been good whenever you want to get out and brave the cold air, you know. So had a couple of my students went out yesterday, Gary, and they went out in separate boats. And Adam Roussel, he went for an afternoon, and But Gary was the one that was really impressed because he came fishing with me and he had one of those aha moments when he looked at all my electronics and he saw the stuff underneath the water that he didn't know was there. And he had a 14-year-old depth finder, and he said, I need to get me something else. I'm fishing in the dark. And so I sent him a copy of the ad for Bass Pro Shop, and it had a Helix 7 for $3.99. He said, but I'm going to have to get up at 3:30 in the morning. I said, well, you know, do what you got to do. Well, he did, and he bought one. So he's starting to try it out. He was a little flustered yesterday, but he ended up catching seven of them that they all were like a pound and a half or better. Nice. All wow. Over 12.
Wow.
Every
yeah,
one of them, he had two of them that were some hogs, but every one of them was knocking on 12 inches, you know?
Oh, well, if you catch them at that size, seven a day is nice.
Oh, man, yeah, for somebody that never caught fish in the river before, you know?
Wow, man, you are making Sockeye Addicts daily, bringing these guys out here, man. That's incredible. Thank you for what you do. But, man, I tell you what, you and Duvik out there, and I talked with Jeremy Glasscock, boy, it seems like the when the bug hits, if you guys have blinders on, all you see is Sockeye, is that right?
That's it. Don't see anything else.
Ruin for life.
Yeah, you know, it does. I mean, the thump is so addictive, it's unbelievable, you know? So, and, you know, Duvik and I guess we're the biggest addicts. He was out there yesterday. He caught a nice mess of fish. Started out slow, but he ended up with quite a few fish. I don't know if I didn't even look at the report yet this morning. So, but, yeah,
right, yeah,
you know,
it's
easy to
give us an overview. Yeah, give us an overview of the Tofunco right quick, if you don't mind.
Well, the Tofunco was getting really, really clear, and then we had this heavy north wind. So the water's still nice looking, but it's kind of murked up a little bit, but that's okay. You know, I've caught fish in that muddy Tofunco River for years. I mean, there's muddy and then there's real muddy, but right now it's just on the murky side. But the fish are there. They're around the brush piles. And they're hanging between 8 and 12 foot deep. And, you know, the water temperature is in the 50s. So if the water temperature gets lower, the fish are going to drop deeper, which is just means that I'm going to pull off of the brush piles a little bit. And instead of fishing 10 foot, I might fish 12 or 14. You know, so that's the way it is. Now, all the fish I cleaned last week, Keith, they had eggs in them already. So if this warm, you know, warm trend, you know, some people say, well, 52 degrees is not warm. Well, you know, in fish standards, it is, you know. So, but if it stays like this, we'll be hitting the banks on the spawn by mid-January. So that's
Wow.
kind of where it's going right now. Yeah. So, you know, February, you know, for sure. But this year, by January 15th, I'm going to go hit some shallow spots. Mr. Tom, the old man that I talked about, he was out there day before yesterday, caught 9. And he was out there the Friday before, caught 11. Now, Mr. Tom goes almost every day. He fishes usually 3 foot under a cork. He was fishing 5 foot under a cork, you know, same brush pile that he's been hitting for years. And he caught some absolute hogs. You know, on a nice day in the afternoon when it's warmed up a little bit, you can go and run these brush piles and catch them under a cork 5 or 6 foot deep. So they're kind of in a transition, you know. If it stays like this, that's going to kind of be it. You'll catch some shallow, some deep. If it gets a little colder, they're going to move deep. But they're going to soon, with these mild temperatures that we're having, they're going to start moving to the shallows, to the back of the canals.
Wow, early sockeye spawn. I'm ready for it, Ray. But I still like
that. I'm serious. They were full of eggs, man. It was like, holy crap. I called Duvick right away. I said, man, I'm sending you a picture. He said, man, okay. So, we prefer but if they shallow, we'll go for it.
Go where the fish are, yeah. Ray, we're starting to see some good reports out of Bayou Lacombe. Now, Bayou Lacombe has produced sockeye in the past few years, but, you know, not those quality trips where you, you load the ice chest. But now I'm starting to see, catch a glimpse of what Bayou Lacombe used to be. And I've heard numerous people say that, you know, it was Katrina that really hurt the crappie in the bayou. Did you fish Bayou Lacombe before Katrina? Can you attest to that?
Oh, I can attest to that a lot. Before Katrina, that was kind of almost my home. Well, it was my home waters, because we used to catch so much fish out there. And usually we'd go out, and I was fishing Bayou Lacombe when you really couldn't buy anything but worms. You know, we were fishing with the puke jig on the car, deep or whatever. Of course, Lacombe's not that deep. But we'd go out there and catch a box of fish, and more than half of them were sockeye. Then Katrina come along. Hmm. And I didn't catch another sockeye for about 3.5, almost 4 years before I caught a sockeye. All the same holes that I used to go to, nothing. And Forrest can tell you, Forrest, when he was out there, he got reduced down to 3 spots. Forrest had 3 spots. If you couldn't catch him there, he was done. You know, so yeah, it affected him bad. It just killed him. It just wiped him out.
Yeah, but so we're starting to see that area come back.
Yeah, the bass and the brim were good. My first year after Katrina, pine tree had fallen on my outboard, the insurance company wouldn't give me a dime, so I just, you know, used the power trim, trimmed it up. I put 2 batteries on the front of the boat, which I still fish with now, and I would troll for 45 minutes. I would go north. Everybody else would go south, and then I'd fish my way back. Well, let me tell you what, the first year after Katrina, between the brim and the bass and the chicklepin, you know, goggle eye, whatever, all of those perch series, no sockeye, me and brother-in-law caught 5,000 fish the first year after Katrina. How's that?
5,000 fish the first year after Katrina with no sockeye?
No sockeye, not a one.
Well, that speaks volumes.
You know, not
that
a one caught.
Volumes.
We kept track of every trip. I like to do that. Caught 5,000 fish. The next year we caught 3,500. No fish, no sockeye. And then that's when I said, man, I got to go find me some sockeye, and we started fishing the river.
Oh, that was a good choice.
Yeah. So, but anyways, that just to show you that just, you know, that's what hurt them. I mean, it had to virtually destroy the population. How can you catch 5,000 fish and not catch one sockeye?
Right, right. So those sockeye are definitely more sensitive to salinity than the bass and the perch. Yeah,
I've spoken to several people in the past few weeks at the Christmas party the other night. I was talking to that young man, and he was telling me that he's fishing the grass line and fishing 3 to 5 foot deep under a cork, fishing to the edge of that grass line and just popping it. You know, and he was catching me. He said most of the time they hit just about when he got to the middle of the canal. But he's catching some really nice fish.
Yeah, have fun at that Christmas party. Well, I'm talking to Chris Basie. Ray, any plans for Christmas coming up? You got any wild game or seafood hitting the Miller table Wednesday?
We're probably going to cook a deer roast. I made a deer chili yesterday. Oh, my gosh, it was pretty doggone good. I let it simmer for 4 hours before I turned it off, and it was just, oh, man, melting your mouth chili. Mm. Good stuff. But we plan on putting, I'm going to put a turkey and a deer roast on the smoker. That's the plan.
Turkey and a deer roast on the smoker. How long do you smoke the turkey for?
What I do is a two-step process. I'll put it on the smoker over some mesquite wood, get that real heavy smoke mesquite flavor on for about 2 hours. Then I'm going to put it in a deep pan with a cup of water and about a 32-ounce cup of water and some kitchen bouquet, and then I wrap it real tight in that bowl and I put it in the oven. And I put the oven on 300, and I let it cook for about another 2.5 hours.
And making me hungry, right?
Yeah,
well, Ray, you wish your wife.
You had
America
one of mine before,
you.
All stuffed.
Absolutely,
yeah,
I've experienced
Christmas.
That.
Y'all take care. Y'all take care.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas, everyone. Take care.
Merry Christmas, Ray. All right, I want to thank all our guests this morning for joining us. Andy Jones, Chris Basie, and Ray Miller right there talking sockeye. Hope you enjoyed the show this morning. I certainly had fun talking about the fishing. Thanks for listening, and I'll pick back up next Saturday for another edition of More Outdoors from 7 to 9, heard right here on WWL 105.3 HD2.
Until then, I'm Keith Lesher signing off. Merry Christmas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.